AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. With Tropical Storm Hermine on the way, Florida is closing state government offices in many counties. The storm is expected to swell into a hurricane before slamming into the Florida panhandle. The National Hurricane Center's John Kanjalowski.
Likely going to make a landfall somewhere near the Florida Big Bend area or portions of the panhandle Thursday night or early Friday. And we think it's going to make landfall as a hurricane, or probably a Category 1 hurricane.
Farther up the East Coast, Charleston, South Carolina's clearing streets, drains, and ditches, expecting heavy rains and high tides from the tropical storm. Forecasters say the Charleston area could see 10 inches of rain tomorrow. A massive explosion rocked a SpaceX launch site in Florida this morning during a rocket test for a weekend launch. No injuries, but SpaceX says the rocket was destroyed. It says that there was an anomaly on the pad, but beyond that isn't providing any details. Backlash against Mexico's president after that meeting and joint press conference yesterday with Donald Trump. Some angry Mexicans say the president did not demand an apology from Trump for saying that in the past that immigrants who come to the U.S. illegally are rapists and killers. Meanwhile, Trump spoke to the American Legion this morning in Cincinnati, saying Mexican drug cartels are a big threat.
Have to get rid of those cartels, and we have to do it quickly. Our country is being poisoned.
The man who tried to kill President Reagan 35 years ago will leave a Washington psychiatric hospital to live full time with his mother in Virginia. John Hinckley Jr. will be released from the hospital on September 10th, says his lawyer. A federal judge has ruled that he is no longer a danger to himself or to others. This is AP Radio News. Pope Francis wants to add something to the list of good works Christians can do. Take care of the environment. Our Nicole Winfield is in Rome.
Francis has said that these works of mercy need not be enormous. They need not change the world. He says it's as much as turning off the lights or taking a carpool or public transport instead of using a car. These little things can all contribute to caring for the environment.
AP correspondent Nicole Winfield in Rome. Former Space Shuttle Commander James Halsall has been indicted in a traffic accident that killed two children in June in Alabama. Police reports show investigators believe alcohol and speed could be factors. The new unemployment report is out. Slightly more Americans applied for unemployment last week, but the overall levels are still historically low, and that is a positive sign, say experts, for the job market. The number of people collecting unemployment has fallen 4%. Rita Foley, AP Radio News.